This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Denver's current response to migrant arrivals is costing the city about $15 million per month. Now, Denver Mayor Mike Johnston says if spending keeps up at this pace, it will take about 10% of this year's city budget. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports Johnston has asked city agencies to cut costs for 2024.
As of now, they are not considering laying off current workers. They are not considering cutting salaries or reducing benefits. That's what I heard from the Department of Finance. What they are thinking is maybe some of the unfilled positions that aren't essential positions, freezing those for now to save that money.
Denverite's Kyle Harris. Jason Boebert, the ex-husband of U.S. Representative Lauren Boebert, was arrested Tuesday following a physical altercation with his teenage son. Court records show Jason Boebert was arrested on charges including misdemeanor assault. Garfield County Jail records confirm he was released the same day. The son said Boebert became physically aggressive while drunk. Police say the arrest was not related to a public argument between the Boeberts at a restaurant over the weekend. Esther Belin is Durango's first ever poet laureate. Belin is a Navajo artist whose work delves into questions of place in the Four Corners region.
It's a really interesting conversation I have with people in this area is around home and homeland. Are they still in search of that place that is home? For me, as an Indigenous person, almost anywhere I go in the United States, I feel at home because I know that there has been an Indigenous presence there.
She was appointed poet laureate in December, along with Durango High School junior Zoe Golden, who was named rising poet laureate. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.